We're backstage with Jeffrey Kaner, principal flute of the Philadelphia Orchestra. And coming up, we have a work by Ravel from Daphnis and Chloe.
Yes, this is one of the great flute solos, something that we all practice and love playing. It's a huge flute part. It's just a joy to play, especially with a conductor like Frühbeck. It's such a pleasure to have him here and to play this repertoire with him.
What is it about his approach that is so special?
Well, he has a very individual approach to performing these works, and of course he has the experience of doing it for so long. It's just wonderful to have someone who is so authoritative about what he wants, yet so relaxed and generous with how he allows you to play. It's a real treat.
This piece is an orchestral suite from a ballet, and it tells a story. And the flute plays a very important part in that story. The solo is technically very difficult, but it allows a lot of room for interpretation. Is that right?
Yeah, this solo is a lot of fun to play and very challenging. It allows you to really sing. The beginning of the solo is extremely high, very soft, but very languid and sensual. And you start from the very top of the flute and you go all the way down to the very bottom notes of the flute and then back up again with this just beautiful sinuous line. It's a chance to play with color and tone. And then after that, you get into an extremely challenging technical section, which is full of scales and octave leaps, and it's technically very demanding. So it sort of gives you a chance to play with everything that we work so hard on. This is a solo that students practice constantly because it's on every audition list. So everyone knows it. And people always ask me, do you get really nervous to play this? And at this point, I don't. I get excited. I look forward to it. And I've done it so often and so many different ways for different conductors that it's really a challenge and fun to collaborate with someone new on this to help me find different things in the solo and to have fun with it.
For this performance that's coming up, you've been rehearsing it. Have you been exploring new aspects of the work?
This performance is probably the slowest that I've ever played of the beginning section of the piece, the slow part. It's very, very languid.
It's a story from Greek mythology, and the flute is a very important part of this story. When you play it, are you thinking about the story or are you thinking about the music? I guess you've played it so many times that now the music perhaps takes over in your mind.
Yes, I'm thinking of the music primarily. I don't think of the story, although, of course, that's always in the back of your mind. And that is, of course, how you learn something in the first place. You have to understand the sort of character you're supposed to portray. But at this point in my life, I'm thinking really of the music.
The music has become its own character. Now, you mentioned that you enjoyed playing this under Rafael Frühbeck de Burgos. When I spoke with him, he mentioned specifically that he loved coming back to Philadelphia, not just because the Philadelphia Orchestra is a great orchestra, but because the people, the musicians, are so nice. He seems to have a true affection for the members of the orchestra.
Yeah, the affection is mutual. He's a great favorite with the orchestra here, and it's always a pleasure to have him back. He really enjoys himself so much on the podium, and we can see that. And it's infectious. We enjoy it too. So, yes, he's always welcome and a delight to have around.
Jeff Kaner, thank you so much.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Susan.